You said that.
Okay, Wednesday, Tuesday night, Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Tu Bishvat. We're learning about Ribbis. We're in Siman Samach Vav, Samach Hey. I'm sorry. And we're going to start from Sif Chaf Aleph. Sif Chaf Aleph says, Muta Laharba Schar HaKarka. Talking about now a discount for prepayment. So the rule is very simple. We're just going to learn the Bepoyal Dika cases, but the rule is simple. There's nothing wrong be'etzim. Wait, okay. What would be wrong with a discount for prepayment? If the money you're giving him now, if you're not getting anything in return now, you're going to get something in 10 months. So then, in effect, you're giving him use of your money, which is like a loan. You're giving him use of your money, and he's giving you something that's worth more for a cheaper price. He's doing you a favor because you're giving him money as a loan.
And later, he'll give you back more, so that's the river.
Right. Now, but let's say you get something now. You give him money now. Let's say we say, if you take the haul between now and Rosh Chodesh Adar, you get a 15%, a 10% discount. Even if you take it for a year from now. So there they're getting something now. There, because the hall is a Maaser Kinyan, and they get the rental of the hall.
Meaning a reservation is considered a...
It's a Kinyan. It's a Kinyan. They have a Kinyan. It's a Kinyan Schiris.
Right, but what does he have now? That's what I'm going
to say. The hall is Socher to him for August 13th.
He doesn't have anything now.
He does. Kenyan Schiris, he gave money. He rented the hall for August 13th. Mm-hmm. So there's nothing wrong with saying that whoever books the hall in the next 2 weeks gets a cheap price. I can give a cheap price if I want. You can't give a cheap price if you're not getting anything. Because then you're giving him use of your money and he's not getting anything. That's the aside of the next few Sifim. There's nothing wrong with giving a cheaper price as a transaction. You say whoever buys it within the next 2 weeks and gives cash gets a discount, as long as he's buying it now, he's getting something, so you give him a cheap price. So that's why the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says muta laharba schar hakarka. You could do it the other way. You can add to the rental price if it's not paid in advance. What does that mean? Hiskeloyas hachotzer. Someone's renting out his chotzer. The Amalai, and he tells him like this. Koydim shechzik, but before the kinyan, he says, if tikkunli as a schiris miyad, if you pay it for a year in advance, harilucha biyud zuhuvim l'shana. So it'll be a yearly rental, and the price is 10 zuhuvim for the year. But if you pay me every month only, then I'm charging you 1 zuhuv per month. You can end up paying 12 zuhuvim a year. That's what it's saying. Mutter, there's nothing wrong with that. Why? But Thomas Emishun the Mitzalah didn't schiris any mishtalam is elul b'soif. The more money is not more, because he doesn't have. He's getting something now. He's getting the rental, but the din is he doesn't have to pay me till the end of the rental, right? So the price is 12 zuhuvim. I'm not penalizing him for anything. There's no way to define it as a penalty. Because he doesn't have to pay me in advance. He only has to pay me afterwards. So I say every month. So if you pay me every month, it's 1 zuhuv a month. I'm not making him a penalty because he's paying late, but he's not paying late. So this is the price. So ironically, the fact that he's not mechuyev to pay him up earlier makes it more kosher to charge him more, because it's not a penalty. It's just it's a higher price. I can charge what I want. I could say if you buy it from me this week, there's a sale, and if you buy it next week, If you buy it next week, the price is going up. It costs you more. Mashamo, I'm thinking like miyada re'elachoba asara. So I'm being moichel you to zubim if you pay me cash. Vishamatim lo yoshalim kodim zmana piron v'zos muter. It's when you charge extra for delaying payment that it's also. When you charge extra for delaying payment, or when you give a discount for giving me money now when you are not getting anything now. In both those cases, if it looks like alva, then you're okay. If it looks like alva, then you're not okay if you're either doing the more or the less. But if you're paying now, if you're making a kinyan now, you say if you rent people in a bungalow colony, right? If you give me the money now in advance this year, you get a 15% discount.
So we don't really care if he gets anything now.
We do, or else it's
that's the price.
No. If he doesn't get anything now, then he's giving him money to use for 4 months. If I pay you for the bungalow now, and it's not called, it's my bungalow, then I got a kinyan in the bungalow. That's what you say. Listen, but I can't promise you any particular bungalow. Just give me the money now. We'll see you ready next year. But he didn't make a kinyan in anything now. Someone gives us money for the hall, but they didn't make a kinyan. They didn't know you have to make. They didn't understand that they're making a kinyan. Then I'm doing him a favor. I'm giving him a rental for less in exchange for the fact that he's giving me money as a loan. In effect, he's giving me money to use. He's giving me money that I can use money for a few months.
Schools do that with tuition. Oh, you pay early. You reserve the spot in the class.
There,
at that point, you're in already. It's not because you reserve. No,
what do they say? If you pay now in the beginning of the year, once if you pay before the year starts, if you pay before the year starts,
and it's not because you're registering already.
You can register but pay later.
What?
You can register but pay. You can pay during the course of the year when the trial's in place. But if you pay early, you pay before the year starts, and they give you a discount.
See, let's say with the bus carticia. So even though it's also not really, so some say it's like a kinyan
because they have a traffic flow.
Yeah, so they have a reason for doing it. So they're saying.
Here, the reason for doing it sounds tafka like ribbis, like they want the money.
They want the money, or maybe they don't want to have to chase you. Maybe it can be interpreted that way. Not that they, you know, the ikkar isn't that their usage of the money, but the ikkar is they don't want to have to chase you. So they say, give me the money now. We insist you're paying up front, that's all. But if you pay up front, we'll give it to you cheaper. The money they have is for it's for the school, it's for educating your child.
With the Horat Keva, if you pay Horat Keva, you get like a 1% discount or something. So this way they don't have to chase you, they just know automatically.
Yeah, that'll be the question, because they're doing it so they don't have to chase you. So it's tight stuff.
Why does that take away the rhythm?
It takes away.
They're not doing it to get your money.
It takes away.
Loan,
right. They're getting it. No, right. They're getting it for the year's tuition. The question is, you don't have to give it now. So how do we define that they're giving to you at a cheaper price if you give it now? So if the definition is because you're advancing them money and they have now free use of money, so then that's ribbis. But if there's a rational cheshbon for doing it, a business reason, like you know how many subscribers you have, let's say if a pre-publication price, you know how many serious people are taka interested in buying the book, so you could order the run of the first printing, you'll be able to cheshbon it better. But they have to give money because then you know it's a serious buyer. So that's your cheshbon.
Because they want to lock people in.
Yeah, it's not befeirish alone. They're actually paying for the zach. You're right. If the zach's a loy boli oylam, then invite them becomes also. If it's totally loy boli oylam. Okay. It's not so simple. Look at the next. Yeah, but you can't hire a poil that way. If you hire someone to do malacha for you, this is like the tuition, right? And you give him the money before he starts working. And he gives you a break. He says, if you give me the money in advance, before he starts working, even the day before, if you give me the money in advance, I'll give you a 15% break. That's ribbis. That's ribbis, because what he's saying is, I'll give you a cheaper price if you give me free use of the money for a day. Because you're not getting anything today. He didn't start working yet. So what about the tuition? If he starts working right away, so then you're paying him now in the beginning of the schiras. The schiras started. You're getting the schiras.
Like a worker, though, you said last week you can pay him if he's using the money for materials. So you're paying him in advance, so he has the money to buy materials. Schools also buy books.
Yeah, but then you say, give me half in advance. I think it's a valid question. This way we don't have to chase you for the money. It's not loybali yoylam, the school's here, everything's here, and we don't want to have to chase you for the money, so you have to give us the money now.
So anytime you could attribute a different reason to it, I think something
that we're talking about, again, we're talking about
a real business reason.
We're talking about a regular ribis, a regular transaction, really. Just technically, you're not making a kinyan now, so it's ribis rabbonim, because in effect, he's getting money to use for free. But he's not really getting anything now. So if there's a, if he has a, if you see that the primary shot is not use of the money for no reason, use of the money gratis, but there's another reason for doing so. So, and remember, the Ica transaction is the year's tuition or the book that you'll be getting. And there's a reason, like a Cartesia, there's a reason why he wants to do that. The Iker is not the money, so people don't look at it that way.
Cartesia, you're getting the Cartes. You're getting something right now.
You're buying, that's another cheshvan, and a chanami, that you're buying already the schus for 10 trips.
Or you really want to say it's because they don't have to chase you in the schools. It seems to me like the Iker would be the money. I mean, yeshivas are generally, you know, strapped for cash, and if they can get the money in advance, they're happy.
Then they have to say, if you give it, they have to say, if you give it before the second day of the school. Like, they have to allow you to get that if you give it the first day of school also. Mm-hmm. If it's dafka before the school starts, I don't think it's a shayla. If it's dafka before the school starts and there's no tliya to make, then it's just a shayla. What's the shayla? But see, by a pre-publication, by some books. Yeah, the Teretz is the chaser. That becomes the primary reason that it shouldn't have to chase you. Okay.